This Kid Talk Radio production of Good Night, Weedle, Good Night is brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. If you can, and should you wish, buy a book to support the cause. StephenCosgrove.com. Good night, Weedle. Good night. There's a Weedle on the needle. I know just what you're thinking, but if you look up late at night, you'll see his red nose blinking. But there is more to this story than a blinking nose up in the sky, for once upon forever, Weedle lived on mountains high. He always did what he was told to do, taking a nap when it was time, eager for sweet dreams and such, into his bed he'd climb. But one day, he didn't take a nap, didn't eat his midday snack. Instead, he played with the clouds above and stuffed them in a sack. He played and played with this and that. He just wouldn't go to sleep, afraid he'd miss doing things with friends in the forest deep. Now, a Weedle without sleep is like a child without a nap. He becomes very, very grumpy, grumbling like a thunderclap. The Weedle was so tired he could nearly weep, so he packed his bag and went to town looking for a place to sleep. He walked away from his mountains, and his forests filled with fun, walked the path to Seattle Town towards the setting sun. There he climbed upon the needle and made his bed both soft and deep, then slipped beneath the covers and quickly fell asleep. Good night, Weedle. Good night. This Kid Talk Radio production of Good Night, Weedle, Good Night was brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. If you can, and should you wish, buy a book to support the cause, StephenCosgrove.com.